Hi guys, it's Dan. It's Sunday afternoon. I've just sat down to edit the podcast and my half of the audio is totally blank. So this week's episode is a no-go, I'm afraid. Rather than put nothing out at all, me and Jim are having a think and we've decided to give you a AYB podcast gold. We're going to put out episode one. This was when neither of us had ever done a podcast before. We'd never edited. Didn't really know what to talk about, so rather than give you guys nothing to listen to, this is episode one of All Your Base Podcast. At the time, I think it had about 27 listeners, so 27 somehow happened across it. So let us know what you think, and once again, sorry we haven't got anything to put out this week. Cheers.
Hello everybody and welcome to episode one of All Your Base Podcast.
All your base are belong to us. You are on the way to depression.
I am Cheese and Beans on the PlayStation Network. You can get me at Twitter at Jimmy2Times.
Hi, and I'm Big D 7719. You can get me on Twitter at DanTheMan7719.
So again, welcome to All Your Base Podcast. This is your new gaming podcast, and we're going to be looking at what we're playing, things we're enjoying, and also looking at what's going to be coming up and stuff we're looking forward to.
I think this is a good time to point out that we buy our games, so all these reviews are honest reviews. We've parted with our hard cash, you know, so these are our actual opinions. We're not swayed by the companies sending us stuff. You know, if you don't like what we're saying, then write in and tell us. We want to hear from you. You know, the more opinions we get, the better we can make the show.
Yeah, that's right. You can get in touch through Twitter at AYB Podcast or email us at AYBpodcast@gmail.com.
Yep. So we're going to start each episode with a bit of a Q&A, you know, to help you get to know us, what we're into. It'll also give you a chance to have a think of your answers and to let us know your views too. Tell us if you agree or what we've missed, you know, any glaring errors. So Jim, we're going to start with favourite game of all time. What you got for me?
Right. I'm into Mortal. I was, you know, started gaming many years ago in the 80s. Although a lot of the sort of next-gen games and some from the PS3, you know, I really enjoyed them. You know, I'd go back to playing even sort of PS2. Things like Time Splitters 2. I'm going to go with Mario All-Stars as my favourite game of all time, or favourite, you know, it's a game package really, because it contained my favourite game, which was Super Mario World.
Nice. With Mario, I feel like I really missed out. I never owned a Nintendo when I was younger, and I'm aware of this all-encompassing, like, people love Mario.
Yeah.
I never had it, you know. There's a huge chapter of my gaming life that's missing with Mario. People are going to be stumped, and you know, I've played Mario Kart a bit, and I've played the one on the DS.
Yeah.
That for me was like the first Mario that I've played, which...
Oh, you're missing out, dude. You're missing out.
Yeah, it's going to be sacrilege for a lot of people.
Yeah, but I mean, this is the saviour of the you know, video games, really. Hopefully, our listeners will be, you know, the kind of broad range of, you know, of gamers that will have, you know, been gaming for many, many years, and some people that are just getting into gaming. But kind of rolling back to kind of 1985 when the NES home entertainment system came out, you know, before that Atari had kind of messed things up for a lot of people, you know, knocking out their subpar games, and that whole kind of urban legend about there being a landfill somewhere out in the Arizona desert filled with copies of the ET game for the Atari 2600, you know, and Nintendo brought it back in a big way, and part of that was this little character saving the princess. So, and he's the longevity of this guy, man. I mean, every game that he has his name tagged to it, it's golden, you know, it will sell. I mean, I don't know about you, mate, but I mean, I kind of have to recycle games and things sometimes, and I know that if I get a Nintendo game, it's going to hold its value, not just about Mario, but I mean, it's Nintendo as a whole. But, you know, Nintendo really, they need a big, you know, pat on the back for sorting the video games industry out at that early stage, and that's led on to everything that we've come to love in gaming.
Yeah, that's it, it really turned things around, and you know, I don't doubt that I'm totally in the minority by not having this Mario legacy sort of inbuilt into my DNA. But I don't know whether it was my parents or whether it was just growing up. I had an Amiga, and then I went straight to PlayStation, and just a NES or a SNES just never featured. It was just never there.
We'll have to break them out and give you a showcase, Dan, of the games that you've missed, mate.
Give me a lesson.
And Dan, what about you, mate?
So this was a hard one for me. I was almost reluctant to pick something so recent, going back to like Halo 2, where I was looking at the first real big online game for me. And but what I've landed on is The Last of Us. I played it on PS3 and just blown away. Sort of, this title almost came from nowhere. There was no build-up for it. It was just there. Bought it. I've never felt so in touch with characters, actually caring about them. And it's such a deep story.
You get emotionally involved, don't you?
No, absolutely. It's like any film or sort of TV series you're watching where you're rooting for the characters. The gameplay is perfect. The graphics are amazing. It's a complete package for me.
And that story keeps you engaged as well. I mean, I know that when I missed out on it on the PS3, I got it on the PS4, remastered version. Blown away, you know, the story, and you feel for the characters. Don't think we're going to be spoiling anything, you know, if we're dropping any parts of the game in.
Yeah.
If you haven't played it yet, you know, yet, where have you been? But you do. I mean, when you know at the start, you know his daughter dies, and I was shocked by that, you know. And I remember putting that game on a Saturday afternoon, and then turning it off when I went to bed on Saturday night. It kept me going. It kept me engaged for a good sort of 6-7 hours. So I was happy that the missus had took the kids out for the day.
Yeah, it's a great mix of the action with the fighting and the sneaking round, plus the story. What I only found recently was the multiplayer. On PS3, I totally skipped this.
Yeah.
I just couldn't see how it would work. Didn't give it a second look. On PS4, I've got really into the online section of it, sort of a breath of fresh air from the sort of intense action of Call of Duty and Destiny and things. This is like sneaking around, trying to get behind people. It's all about stealth. It's such a little bonus that's stuck on there, you know. It's great.
It's still something that I haven't even looked at, if I'm being honest with you, mate. You've mentioned a couple of games there that kind of maybe drew me away from trying that, you know, the multiplayer, the online side of it. You kind of go, once I'd finished the story part of it, I haven't even done the DLC yet, but because I'm such sort of into those other sorts of games that I buy for specifically playing online, that I've actually given that a bit of a swerve at the minute. So hopefully at some point I'm going to get to give it a go. But with Christmas coming up, and you know the other games that we're going to be featuring,
that's it. Yeah,
it might be a while before we get there.
It's going to struggle to get in your console. So yeah, let us know what you think. What's your favourite game of all time? And also, if you've got a question for us, tweet it into us at AYB Podcast, and we'll let you know what we think.
All your place. Podcast.
All your bass.
All your bass. It's podcast.
Right. Moving on to what's going to be our main feature, and that's what we've been playing this week. This week, it's no question. It's both the same, really, isn't it?
It is, mate. It is. And that game is Destiny. I'm sure you'll all have been playing that as well. So yeah, we're going to have a little talk about that. Really, you know, what did you think of the story to this game, or lack of?
Yeah, it's been really widely criticised, as people just haven't got a clue what's happening.
Yeah.
1 minute you're on one planet shooting aliens in the head, then you're shooting robots in the belly, and then there's different monsters, and a lot of people don't know what's going on.
It's a bit disjointed, isn't it?
Yeah, it can be. Or you can look at it as they've created this universe. It's almost like a Star Wars, where they've started at episode 4 in the middle.
Yeah.
You know, everything's already established, it's all going on.
Mm-hmm.
They've created this universe where you're actually interested in it. From here, they can go anywhere. They can go forward, sort of what happens after the story. They can go back to what happened to the Traveller. They can look at the Vex coming, the Cabal coming.
How did the Fallen get to Earth? You've hit it on the head there when you've got that sort of comparison with Star Wars, in that when that first was released in 78, 79, whatever, no one had a clue where they were going to take this sort of franchise, and they kind of built on it. And now that you've got the bigger picture and you've got that kind of Star Wars universe, I mean, they could still expand on that further, and you know, we're only using that as a comparison. But I think, like you say, with Destiny, once they start bringing out the expansions and you know the DLC, and they've got two planned already, and also with that leaked video that's knocking about, that you can see that the universe for that is going to expand, and it's going to bring more of a story and maybe tie a few loose ends together, and you're going to see kind of their vision of it, I suppose. At the minute, it's, if you were to go around it in a certain way, then the story would make sense. But I think that when you're kind of pulled out to go and play, you know, when you go and play Crucible with your friends, or you help someone else, with a mission, that then sort of takes away part of what you were doing and part of your sort of playthrough of Destiny. I know that for me, that was a bit of an issue that when I was sort of dropping out and kind of helping other people sort of go through and do strikes, and then for me, I kind of lost part of that story. And when I then was watching a friend of mine play through it, that for me was it felt like the first time I'd seen that part of the story, although I'd played through it myself before. You get these distractions.
Easy to miss things because you're just shooting aliens.
Yeah.
You don't really know why.
Yeah.
You know, it's just go here, shoot them.
Aliens are bad.
And then we've got to go back. And the amount of levels which you're just repeating, just doing the same thing.
Yeah.
I can see why it's easy to criticise it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think if you just go with it and just enjoy it, you know, it's a rich world which they've created, and they've given themselves so much potential to sort of expand it in almost any direction they want, really. It's, you know, they don't have to explain everything in perfect chronological order.
Yeah, and I think like with Bungie, they have supported it really, really well. I mean, the Destiny companion app that's available on iOS and Android. I'm not too sure about the Windows operating system, but that links in really, really well. I mean, one, you're able to sort of access your character and kind of see what bounties you've got going on, and sort of swap out with, you know, your weapons and stuff via that app. You're able to, there's a forum on there which I recently found, which, you know, there's sort of gives you some feedback on, you know, what they're doing with patches and things, and it gives you an opportunity to interact with developers, but also with, you know, your peers, with people that are playing this game, excuse me, as well, and that are, you know, are they having the same sort of issues that I'm having? Are they stuck at a point? And that then leads on to sort of the kind of the forum parts of it, where you're able to kind of post, you know, topics and things, and people that are playing the game will generally get back to you quite quickly. So it feels like a really nice. It's a really nice kind of online experience in that I've not come across any kind of, we want to keep our kind of universal rating, so I'm not going to swear, but the sort of people that you wouldn't generally want to play online with, you know the sort of mean.
Yeah, absolutely. I think with Bungie, they're known for supporting their games, and that's something which they've really done, sort of, with the online app and things, that works great, I think. But then, with the events they're hosting, sort of, you know, they've got the Xur guy coming every weekend.
Oh, Xur.
He's bringing special weapons. There's the Queen's missions.
Yeah.
You know, there's the Iron Banner. It's
It's
really keeping it interesting and sort of really just... it's
keeps it fresh.
Yeah, it's giving you things to focus on, which is something I did want to mention with the Iron Banner.
Mm.
You know, that's something which you're playing at the minute.
Yeah, yeah.
And as much as I really like Destiny, I think the Iron Banner, they've totally bottled it.
Yeah.
It was meant to be your armor rank counts,
yeah.
And your weapons count, and I want to take my sort of exotic weapons and my like heavy armor,
yeah.
You know, and yeah, I want to kill loads of level 5 players,
massacre.
Yeah, but it hasn't happened, and they've kept it so level. They've totally bottled it.
For me, I'm swerving the Iron Banner. I mean, I've not really played a lot of Crucible. I've been sort of trying to, you know, the strikes and going through the story with sort of various kind of people that I know that I play with online, and yeah, you know, when the Iron Banner came out, it didn't really interest me, to be fair. It doesn't interest me, so yeah, it means I'm going to get a bit more FIFA time in, but I'm hoping that, you know, the stuff that they're going to be bringing out, you know, in the future helps. And like you touched on there with the whole, yeah, you've earned your level 26, 27, 28, 29. Anyone out there got a 30? Let us know. Come on, we want to see pictures, man.
Yeah.
But that should count for something. You know, if you've done the exotic bounties or whatever they are, to earn those sort of exotic and really rare weapons, you should be able to use those in a way that, you know, is going to benefit you. You know, you've put the hours of hard work in. You know, some little level 5 sort of newbie that's coming on with these, you know, his shotgun 126 damage or whatever.
Yeah.
And he's able to kill you. I mean, that doesn't work. And I don't think in any sort of MMO, I mean, I don't play MMOs, but someone that I've been speaking to, he sort of says that, shout out to Nefarian in there, by the way, at the Infinite Loopcast, that, you know, that's something that wouldn't happen on something like EverQuest or, you know, World of Warcraft or whatever. If you've earned that level and you've got those weapons, then that should mean something. That should be reflected in gameplay. And at the minute, from what I'm hearing, it's not.
Yeah, and I think that's why people are so disappointed with the Iron Banner. In normal Crucible, like, granted, your armor rating's taken away and it's a level playing field.
Mm.
Which keeps it interesting, you know, you haven't got people who are just cleaning up every game. It's relying more on your skill.
Yeah.
But I think the Iron Banner, people wanted that sort of MMO thing where they've worked hard, they've earned these things.
Yeah.
They really want to feel the benefit of it.
Yeah.
And it's like they've been offered it, but Bungie haven't delivered.
Yeah.
But so who knows? Like we said earlier, they're good with feedback. Perhaps when the Iron Banner returns,
yeah,
you will be able to take out a crowd of level fives with sort of one blast from your Surus regime. That's what people want, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, if that was the case, you know, I'd be jumping on there. Hopefully, when I get an exotic weapon, I'd be on there sort of mowing people down. But at the minute, you know, they're hard to come by, these things. You know, I mean, the sort of strange coin sort of system they've got. Our man Xur, agent of the Nine, you know, when he turns up for his little 2-day stint in the hangar or the bar or wherever he wants to hang out, I've never really had that kind of the money sort of banked to go and purchase some of his goods. But he's a cool addition. I like the fact that they've thought about that, and it gives you then the week to cram in as much Destiny time as you can. You know, you want to raise your strange coins. You know, you want to try that level 28 strike to get your nine strange coins for that?
Nine strange coins, that's a lot, isn't
that? That's stacking coins, that is. And that's you know, when you think that some of the things that he sells are 13 strange coins?
I think it's 23 for the Surus regime. So it's,
okay.
Yeah, that's like a month of saving almost.
It's a lot of effort in. And, you know, his inventory changes weekly as well. So, you know, if you've saved your strange coins, come the following week when you've got your money for your regime, and then he's not got it, he's got something else, and you know, you don't really want that because it's for the class that you've already got, an exotic or a legendary or whatever in, and you've got to keep playing all next week, and then, you know, you come again. But cool addition, man, and I do like Xur. He's a really cool character, and I'd have a drink with him. I'd join him at the bar.
You just want his goods, that's all you're after.
I do, yeah, he's all got all them strange coins, it's his round.
So Jim, in our unique game rating system, what are you going to give Destiny?
Well, I'm going to give Destiny
Kill-tastrophe!
And Dan, how about you? What rating are you going to give Destiny?
I'm going to go one higher, and I'm going to go for
Kill-pocalypse!
All That Paces Podcast.
I don't think that's going to work. Try again.
All That Paces is Podcast!
So Dan, final segment of the show. What are you looking forward to? And then what have we got coming up in the next few weeks for the gaming world? What are you looking forward to, mate?
So for me, it's Call of Duty, Advanced Warfighter?
Yeah, Warfighter, I think.
Whatever it's called, you know, Call of Duty, that's all anybody will call it by.
Yeah.
So,
COD.
COD, that's what I want. So from what I'm reading, this is going to be a return to form.
Yep.
For me, it was all about Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2.
It was good.
That was the peak, sort of playing Skid Row and Karachi, all those classic levels.
Yeah, yeah.
Black Ops was alright, Call of Duty 3 was poor, Black Ops 2 was just worse. Ghosts, I never even bought Ghosts. I sort of played it a bit with a friend and just...
The story was good with Ghosts. Ghosts. Some of the levels were quite cool, but yeah, it wasn't a patch on Modern Warfare 2.
And then looking at sort of pre-order sales, it would appear that this has had a real negative effect on what was, you know...
Stellar franchise.
Yeah, it was huge, isn't it? And now pre-orders are down and of Advanced Warfighter. And that's not because Advanced Warfighter looks crap. That's because Ghosts just disappointed so many people that they're questioning the Call of Duty franchise. So if they are promising this return to form, then for me, it has to be all about the multiplayer. The story...
Yeah, you can take it or leave it with COD, can't you? I mean, that's not what it's about, like you say. It's about your KDs, mate.
It's about all about that KD ratio, isn't it? Team deathmatch, KD ratio, getting the calculator out, seeing how many kills for each death will I need to go up by that 0.01.
Yep.
Really geeking out. That's what it's all about. And so, Jim, what about you?
Yeah, I mean, that Advanced Warfighter is looking really good. I'm thinking you've got Grand Theft Auto coming out on the PS4, but for me, I'm really looking forward to the long-awaited release of Minecraft on the PS Vita. I love Minecraft.
You're a big fan, aren't you?
Yeah, now, I never got it. Like, got young kids, and you know, they play Minecraft. My 60-year-old dad, he plays Minecraft. My 20-something-year-old brother plays Minecraft. And I never got it. I'd seen them playing it, and I thought, you know, for me, the kind of basic the basic looking graphics, I thought, no, it's just not for me. It was released on the PS4, and because it had been installed on my PS3, I got it for cheap on the PS4, so I thought I'd have it. That first day that I got it, I must have smashed it for about, I'm going to say 8 to 10 hours. There's no 9 involved. 8 to 10 hours, it was a long ass day. It drew me in, you know. It's for me, how I kind of explain to people, it's like Lego without the mess. You haven't got to pick the bits up at the end of the day. You're not going to stand on one and hurt your foot.
And that's it. There's no risk of standing on those nasty bricks.
You're not going to injure yourself at all. When I heard that they were going to be bringing this out to the Vita, because I've got a Vita, I jumped on board straight away. You know, I was following people on Twitter, and I was checking it daily to sort of see what they were sort of doing about the update of the release date.
That's it. I guess it's not something which you need on your 50-inch plasma, is it, to play?
No.
So blocked out Lego. It
doesn't really do it justice. It doesn't really do it any favours being on the big telly. But having it in your hand and having those kind of DualShock controls, I've got Pocket Edition as well on the iPad, and I don't play it. You know, the kids are into it. It doesn't really. I don't have those physical controls. I don't feel like I'm completely in control of it, and it's for the Minecraft PE, the Pocket Edition. It's a watered down experience. You don't get certain things. It doesn't even turn to night, I don't think. But when I heard the Vita version was coming out with cross save functionality between that and the PS3, you know, yeah, I was well on board. Now this thing has been dragging, and it was announced. Oh, jeez, 4 or 5 months ago, it was announced it was going to be coming out. At that time, I pre-ordered it. I hadn't played Minecraft on the PS4 at that point. But now that I've actually played it, I'm really, really into it. In fact, I've platinumed it. It's part of my platinum collection. That and the Infamous Second Son. It took, I don't know, probably about 40, 45 hours to get that platinum on it. And I want to do it all again on the Vita. Well, although I've done it, I want to do it all over, you know, I want to do it all over again.
That's really saying something, isn't it?
Yeah, I'll put those hours in. But, you know, there's been this big thing now with Microsoft buying out Mojang, who are the creators of Minecraft. And obviously, that causes a bit of controversy in the fact that, at the minute, it's already available for PS3 and PS4. And now it's coming out on the Vita. We're going to be playing a Microsoft game on a Sony system. It's a little bit strange. I don't think that's happened before. Not while the consoles are actually out, anyway.
Probably not. I mean, I think it would be suicide to sort of take it exclusively to Microsoft and Xbox, or even limit it to Sony, something which they've bought, which is already multi-format, to then go forwards just on one and leave the other standing.
Yeah, what I'm hoping doesn't happen though is the fact that Microsoft have bought it, is that although they've announced that Minecraft is being released, it hasn't been yet, and what I don't want to happen is for them to cancel it. You know, because they've bought them out, it would be shooting themselves in the foot if Microsoft were to do that. But I'm not going to rule it out. So you know, for me, yeah, that's what I'm looking forward to. I'm hoping that Minecraft comes out on my Vita. I want to be lying in bed, you know, baking cakes and attacking villagers just randomly.
Taming horses.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. Yeah. And you know, getting my pack of wolves together. That's what I want to be doing.
So thank you for listening. This was Episode 1 of what will hopefully be many more to come. I think I need to emphasise that we do want to hear from you. We want to know your thoughts, we want to know what you did and what you didn't like. The more you tell us, the more feedback you give us, the better we can make it, and you know, it's going to be beneficial for everybody. So, like we said, you can get in touch with us at AYBpodcast, or you can email us AYBpodcast@gmail.com.
You can get in touch with me at Jimmy2Times at Twitter, and Cheese and Beans on the PlayStation Network.
And I'm Dan the Man, 7719 at Twitter. And my PSN ID, BigD7719, add us.
Yeah, add us. We'll give you a whooping on FIFA, or we'll join you too. You can come and join us and play some Destiny or whatever.
You can take us through the Vault of Glass.
Yeah, the Vault of Glass is coming up, man.
It's coming. We're not quite there.
Not quite there yet. Not to high enough levels, but
it's coming.
It's coming.
So, thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.
See you next time. Cod.
Cod. Cod.
Cod.
Cod. That's what I want.